Good morning. Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and I'm so glad you're here this morning. You are choosing to be in the right place. The smart people are hanging out here as we're focused on getting back to the basics. I brought this up inside of Pivot Shift Ahead last week. I said, listen, your unwillingness to follow the basics is what's holding you back, not the market. And some people got mad at me for it, but that's okay. They got over it. And if they didn't, who cares? Because it's right. We've got to go focus on the basics. And so I gave you my five basics on Friday, and I promise that every day this week, we will break down those five basics. We'll spend an entire call on one basic each, and there are five, and there are five weekdays. So we have five calls. It works out beautifully, quite frankly. And today is about setting a goal with meaning and purpose. We will do that at the top of the hour. So at 8 o'clock Eastern time is when we'll do that, or about 25 minutes from right now, we'll do it. It's also Gratitude Month, and we put together a challenge for that I want to cover in a minute. But, you know, something that's really been fun about this community is that some of you have been here the whole time. Since March of 2020, we've been together, many of us, and get on this call every day. And what happens when you do that is that you end up living life together. We get to celebrate the highs, and then we experience some lows and everything in between. But we live life together amongst one another. It's, as we just heard on a moment ago from William, you know, we're supporting each other and showing up, and we go through the good and the not so good together. Today, I just want to honor a member of our community who we lost last week on October the 29th, Richard Greenfield, who lived in Indianapolis, who was on our call often, and just a wonderful spirit about him and just a happy person. He gave us some dad jokes and was just a really great dude. Always, I loved it because he's from my hometown of Indianapolis and his background was always the circle, and it just made me think of home. And I just loved his spirit and his smile and just the kind soul that he was. But he passed away on October 29th. I'm putting his obituary details in the chat if you're on Zoom today. And I just want to take a moment, if we can, just a moment to pause and be silent and just have an opportunity to honor Richard and think about him. Richard, we miss you, we love you, and I'm thankful that you were part of this space and were able to hang out with us and bring joy to all the people around you and be able to support people on their dreams of buying and selling real estate. You're a good man, and we will miss you very much. Now, as we do in here, we also transition into the good things, because when bad things happen, we don't stop, we keep going, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to keep going. And today it's Gratitude Month, and we shared this inside of Pivot Shift Ahead last week, inviting all of you to participate in our Gratitude Challenge, and I trust that you're doing that. And if you're like, oh, James, I just learned about it. I didn't know it was a thing. Oh, whatever am I going to do? Well, the good news is it's only the third day. You've only missed 2 days of the Gratitude Challenge, so you can make them up. It's all good. But I'm going to show you oh, goodness gracious. I have to learn how to use Zoom. Here we go. I'm going to show you the challenge. You can go into the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group or the Inspire Facebook group or the Inspire Collective member portal, either place, any of those places, and download the challenge. And we put it in like a checklist. And it's 30 days. It started Saturday. Saturday was Spotlight, a referral partner that you're grateful for on your socials. I chose to go with Donna Gilbert. Donna, I don't know if you saw my post, but I said nice things about you. I just want that documented for the record. I said nice things about Donna Gilbert. It's really hard to do. Not really. Pretty easy. Yesterday was Spotlight a Local Business. Highlight your favorite coffee shop where you've met clients. And so we went to Cafe Vino Tinto yesterday and did that. Today is Call a Past Client Whose Story Inspires You. The way that we put this together, the rhythm of this, Saturday is social post. Sunday, highlight a local business. Monday, call one person. Tuesday, text one person. Wednesday, meet one person for coffee. Thursday, send one person a handwritten note. And Friday, drop off a small gift. And the system outlines exactly, well, you can do whatever you want, but it gives you ideas on who to think of and who to reach out to and who to contact. So I encourage you to do this month, and I'd love for you to keep us posted inside of Pivot Shift Ahead on how it goes. And so I want to talk this gratitude challenge. And first of all, anybody get started this week and have that go for you? What do you have planned? Maybe you do something different to get a little gratitude going here in November. I want to talk about how important it is. And so I want to hear your thoughts around the gratitude challenge and what you plan to do and what you've done and how that's going to bring joy to you. And who did you reach out to and what do they say? Let's just hear about it. And then we get to the top of the hour, we'll talk about our basics. That's what we'll do then. So who wants to start? Tanil, I knew it. How many of you knew Tanil was going to be the first one to raise her hand on Gratitude Challenge Day? Tanil.
Good morning. Yes, I gratitude, I love it. So my teacher farm, I touch my elementary school every month. And so this month, I'm giving a blank gratitude note card to the teachers and having them write gratitude to someone else. So they're going to be spreading gratitude. So I'm giving them the card. They're spreading the love. So that's one touch this month that I'm doing for November.
That is awesome. That reminds me of what we did at Elevate. With is Jack. That where you got that was from Elevate?
Well, I mean, I definitely remember Jack doing that, but I was like, let's find some bulk gratitude cards on Amazon, We order that. So yes, that definitely came to mind.
That's so smart. Yeah, Alice Daly did that with us at Elevate. We all have, in fact, the other day I grabbed the jacket, little blazer, the one, remember when the microphone was up on it and nobody told me and I looked weird. Do you remember that? The little jacket I had on. And I put my hand in the pocket and there was one of those gratitude cards. I found it 5 months later, brought joy and happiness inside of my heart. Wow. So I love that, Tanil. Just a fun way to expand it. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Look at the people in the chat telling me they told me after I'd been on stage for a half hour. After I'd been on stage for a half hour, you told me. All right, Bree, it's a Victory Monday in Charlotte. As far as I'm concerned, it's a Victory Monday in Indianapolis, too, because they had 6 turnovers and only lost by a touchdown. I think the Colts should get a tie. But it's a true Victory Monday in Charlotte. Good morning, Bree, on a Victory Monday and a Gratitude Monday. What you got?
Yes, it is always gratitude. And yes, Victory Monday, we beat the Packers. Are you, listen.
I don't think they're that good, Bree, the Packers. I don't think they're
Super Bowl.
Good. Did you see the Panthers and the Chiefs had the same record?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's talk gratitude, Pittman.
So, as you know, gratitude is just, to me, it's there's always room to be thankful and grateful. And especially in this season where, I don't know, I feel like people's awareness and their just mindset is heightened around thankfulness and gratitude. Yeah. So I'm grateful for you doing this challenge because it reminds us that, especially in a season where mental wealth is at an all-time just low as well. It's a great time to put this into our sphere and to reach out. So also taking time, I did the 2 posts on yesterday. I acknowledged my dear sister friend, Leah McCann, and one of our go-to places that I take my clients to on yesterday. But also just taking time to, even if it's not on the challenge, to just ask someone, just right there in front of them, ask them what they're grateful for. And I always love just that pause that they have for them to take time to even think about what it is they're grateful for. But you can just see the chemistry, the energy in that exchange of asking them what they're grateful for. You can see it shift. And then their day from that day forward then goes on. And it's like that lightning bug effect. So just reminding to also just, vocally ask and stay in gratitude with the people around you.
It's a choice we make.
Yep.
Yeah, it's absolutely a choice. Bree, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Hey, Dawn Little, it's Gratitude Month. We posted for those of you jumping on that want to participate in Gratitude Month, we have posted the full checklist of the challenge inside the Pivot Shift Ahead and Inspire Facebook groups. We'll do our back to the basics here in about 15 minutes at the top of the hour. But Dawn, what are your thoughts? How are you using gratitude? What are you doing for the challenge? What's on your mind this morning?
So when you mentioned this, I was like, this is amazing because every morning, and I've been doing this for probably a month and a half now, every morning, including weekends, I put out a motivational sentence or whatever on my Facebook group. And then I share it to communities in my neighborhood. And I've been getting a lot of people thanking me and doing things. And then I started this and then I found on Amazon some motivational cards. I've been giving these out to everybody I see. They're in my pocketbook, right? And they have all these little sayings on them. And I just been giving them out to everyone. Just as when I see somebody, like I'm just putting them places, giving them to people when I see them outside, like in Wawa or getting gas or anything, gave them to people in my office. It just says, glad you exist. Like this is going to be a great day, a whole bunch of different ones. And it fills my bucket to make people happy when they see them. And then it just keeps going and going because I'm all about love and bringing people together instead of us being separated. And it makes me happy to do things like that. So yeah, that's what
Makes
I've
me
been doing.
happy too. I love it. I like the little cards. Put the link in the chat.
Will do.
I want to find that.
If I
I'm
can
gonna
figure out how to do
bounce
it.
around. We don't hear from some of these people very often. Galicia Joyner in Houston, you're up next. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I actually love, love, love what we're doing right now. Thank you so much for encouraging us to do this. So what I decided to do, I jumped around a little bit on the sheet, but I actually sent one of my vendors a gratitude letter. And not only did I send it to her, but I actually sent it, addressed it to the regional director, and I just expressed how I had been reviewing my year. And just want to thank everyone who helped me to be able to get the production numbers that I was able to accomplish. And she was one of my loan officers who constantly was very consistent with my clients. And they all raved about how they enjoyed working with her, how she was just really patient with them, and how she pushed through, even though we had a few hiccups, and she helped to turn things around and get them to the closing table. So I just said, I just wanted her regional director to know how much I really appreciate all the effort that she put in. And then she turned around and called me and told me that the regional director called her personally, and they even sent it to the president of the company, and he even called her. And she said she was so excited. So the entire day, she was pretty much the talk of the company, how much they really appreciated her work. And I thought that was important, especially now with people getting laid off and different things happening. I wanted them to know how important she is to their company and how she's making a difference and
That's
her
great.
contribution.
I love it. It helps spread the energy to other people too, which is really good. Proud of you. Those of you looking for the challenge, it's in the files section. It's really easy. If you go to Pivot Shift Ahead, click files. It won't work on your phone to search by files, but if you go in there, it's like the second one. It's right there, top of the file section in Pivot. You can download it. You can do days 1, 2, and 3 today. How about that? 3 for Monday. It can be done. Brianne, you're up next. And as I said, I'm considering today a victory Monday in Indianapolis, even though the Steelers only won by a touchdown and had 6 takeaways. I don't know. I think the Colts really won.
Yeah, I know. It was fun, especially in my house. And
Watching with your husband, who's also a Colts fan.
yeah, I mean, we were just in Indy, so it was interesting. But
Well,
yeah,
let's
so
get into gratitude then.
I am grateful for the Steelers and bringing us together as a community. That's what I'm really grateful for. And truly, I am, because anywhere you go, if you wear a Steelers jersey, you find people that are also from Pittsburgh. So it's a really cool
Why did I
connection
call on you?
because you love me.
That's true.
Really, the gratitude we reinstituted Pi Day, so I'm really grateful for actually the people in my office, and we are doing a luncheon today for the ladies, the KW ladies that get together, and I'm gonna do the cards with them today, and I really wanted to bring that out, and I really love that and bringing that together. I think it's important that we share because it's a hard business, and it's people that we work with, they appreciate that too. So I really think that our colleagues need to hear, not just our clients.
I agree with you. Reach out to some co-ops, tell them thank you, the people in the office for supporting you. And that's why you'll notice, let's see, what day is it this week? Today is Wednesday. Today isn't Wednesday, but on Wednesday, it's invite a mentor for coffee or lunch to say thanks. Like that's a
Skipping
chance
ahead.
for you to give back. That's what we put on for Wednesday. Like a mentor in the office who's supported you and helped you and invite them to a coffee to say thanks. Brianne, thank you so much.
You're
Appreciate you.
welcome.
Yeah, you got it. Sean Woods. Good morning, Sean Woods.
It is so hard to find mute on the phone.
On the phone, it
Oh, my
is. It's
stars.
rough. Someone email
So,
Zoom support right now.
yeah, I know. I just got back from a conference in Oklahoma City with a bunch of my peers who do the same thing that I do with seniors. And a lot of them were on stage and got to tell their stories. And I just had the idea to take their picture on stage to document them doing it. And then I'm going to make a card and send it to them and let them know how grateful I am for their work and their mentoring that, that they're, and the stuff, the difference they're making in their community. So I'm going to let them know that.
Love that. And make it so easy too to grab cards off people's socials and send them something. A little note in the mail is always really nice.
And I got some Canva skills, no Zoom skills.
Yeah, it's all good. You're doing great. We did, Thursday is handwritten note day, by the way. This Thursday is write a note recalling a favorite memory with a client. This could be one where the client, you and the client had some sort of wonky whoosie-doo, whatsie-whoosie that you got through, and just remembering that and thanking them for getting through it with you. That's on this coming Thursday. Next Thursday, to go back to what Brianne said, which is celebrate your colleagues as well, next Thursday is write a thank you note to someone who's active for someone's act of kindness during a deal. That could be a co-op agent, a vendor partner, somebody like that. Like there's some pretty good ideas on this paper. Some of them are garbage, but there's some really good stuff on here that you can pick and choose from and do what you want. We're talking gratitude. It is Gratitude Month. We have a gratitude challenge we've created for you that you can download inside the Pivot Shift Ahead or the Inspire Collective Facebook groups. It's in the files section. It's something every day this month for you to stay in gratitude. We're going to do our Back to the Basics call here in about 8 minutes at the top of the hour. So it's a Monday. We always hit 1,000 on a Monday. Only 100 of you aren't going to come back tomorrow. You're only going to get one of the five basics. And by the time we get to Friday, we'll be missing 250 of you, and you'll miss out on all the basics. You got to come every day this week. Do you know why you have to come every day this week? Because we're not meeting every day next week. No call Monday, Tuesday next week. So you got to be here every day this week or you'll miss out. Let's do a couple more things on gratitude, and then we will get on the gram. Jenny, hello, just down the street.
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
So I used Monday and Tuesday to reach out to like vendor partners. So Monday I did my insurance company, Jess at Brightway Insurance. You might know her, Jess Wilson. Mm-hmm. And I got great feedback from her. She was very appreciative. And yesterday I did the Tides because I love the Tides and I use them for all kinds of meetings. And my son had his graduation dinner there and I called out the Tides and MK and she was super, you should go read what she wrote. It touched my heart so much. She was very appreciative of my gratitude to her. And that made me feel good too. So helped everybody out. And I had these little note cards made because I'm also doing a challenge with Michael Mayer where I have to write a note card every day. So I had these little note cards made and they're unbranded except for maybe my little logo right there. And I'm sending out a note card to somebody every single day giving my gratitude.
Love that. Tides is great. I'm taking the team there for lunch today. Is that right, Julia? You want to go to Tides? Yeah, she says it's a good idea. And I think especially those other business owners in the community need gratitude back because usually they get complaints.
That's right.
So they need the gratitude back too, Jenny. Yeah.
Yes.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Barb, I'm coming to you next. I'm in mourning for you, Barbara, because truthfully, and don't tell my sister or my uncle who both live in LA and are Dodgers fans, I so wanted the Blue Jays to win. They spring trained just down the street.
Yep.
I was rooting for them, and I'm sorry, but I still have gratitude for them getting all the way to the World Series. But Barb, tell us what your plan is for your gratitude there in Ontario.
Well, thank you, James, for that. It was a really good game. That both teams played extremely well, and I'm very grateful that the Jays got as far as they did. So for me, gratitude comes naturally. I say thank you for so many things, and that's also a Canadian thing. Everybody does.
Yeah, you people are so polite.
But what I did, because we always say thank you to, you know, somebody who sends you referral agents on this call, but it's usually just a quick one. So I thank you for giving me that idea. Deb Bennett and I have shared clients recently, and I sent her out a big gratitude thank you for, you know, sending me her clients from Toronto. We were able to put them in under contract for a new unit here in London, and they are extremely happy. I drove them all over London to show them what London was all about, and they picked the area they wanted to be in.
It's so fun. Barb, you're the best. Canadians are just naturally grateful.
We are.
Yeah, just how it is. We got time for one more. I'm going to Authorine. Sorry I didn't get to everybody. Good morning, Authorine.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. So it's two parts, but I'm going to leave one for tell me something good so I can put some people in this call on the spot. So what I did for gratitude yesterday, I had most of the greeters from the church come over to my house. And so we ducked out early, Elliot and I, And we came home and we cooked the spread as best as we could. And my house was full with people and their children. And James, the texts were so heartfelt. One of the ladies with the three boys, she said, "This was the best ever. Our soul needed it. We all needed each other." And she said, even the boys, they said, "We had so much fun." And she said, "Authorine, and no video games was even involved." She said, "That's something huge coming from my boys." So what I want to tell you guys is do as much as you can, because like Bree said, mental health is at an all-time low in this society. It's as if some people have gotten permission to be mean. We've got to care and love on each other consistently every day. Go out of your way and just love, love, love on people. Thank you all so much.
Yeah, thank you. You're exactly right. It's so easy to get wound up and rude right now. And I think there's a we're moving at such a rapid speed that there's this urgency, constant urgency all the time, that if we just slowed down for a minute, paused for a second and thought about things, we might have a different spirit about ourselves. For Gratitude Month, if you want to participate, you go into the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group or the Inspire Facebook group or the Inspire Collective member portal. It's in the files section there. You can download it and boom, just get right after it. We turned it into a checklist to make it easy. Hey, everybody, what's up? It is 7:58 Eastern. Good to see you. It's your friend James Shaw. Happy Monday. Oh man, is it going to be a great week? I'm so excited. We have Advance coming up a week from today. Who's going to be in Tampa? Put it in the chat. Largest event ever, 400 people. Coming to Tampa for Advance. John Acuff and I are going to be teaching all day a week from today. We've just added Meg Dady to the schedule. She's going to teach. Then on Tuesday, next Tuesday, we'll have Linda Clemens and Mike Michalowicz teaching for you. And we have an AI workshop that day. Ton of great stuff. We have a handful of people that who've purchased tickets that for whatever reason can't come anymore because, you know, stuff happens. And so they're looking to resell. So if anyone would like to come last minute and like to get in, reach out to me or Nadine, and we'll help get you connected to someone that's looking to sell their ticket. There's a chance maybe we can get four or five more people in because we have some people looking to sell that can't come last minute. So if you're coming to Advance, we'll see you a week from today. If you are not coming to Advance, we will not see you a week from today. We'll have no call Monday or Tuesday next week because of Advance. My whole team will be working on it, and we'll all be there doing our thing, so we'll be back next Wednesday. This week, though, we're all focused on getting back to the basics. And actually, it is a little bit of a preview of some of the stuff that those of you coming to Advance will hear. That these things, I think, will show up a lot in the conversations we have at Advance, which is about planning for the new year and getting your goals right and getting purposeful on your actions. And so we're going to unpack the five basics all week today. I'll share them with you in just a minute. But before we do that, something good. Authorine, we'll start with you.
Thank you. I usually don't talk twice. It won't, probably won't happen again. But I just wanted to tell you guys know last week was a roller coaster week for me. And just to keep it brief, so food is going into Jamaica and it goes into the cities. I am from rural country girl. So there are about 6,000 people that live where I'm from or less. And so we're the last to get stuff. My elementary school, I just got pictures of it. It's demolished. And so that was so heavy on my heart. Janine Garcia, I'm going to put you on the spot. And her husband calls me and they're like, "We didn't know you were Jamaican." I'm not really. But, and they're like, "We can't wait to see you at Elevate to just hug on you and love on you." I'm like, "You know what? Sorry, but I'm not coming to Elevate." And she's, "What? Oh no, you're coming to Elevate." I'm like, "Well, it would have to be free because at this point there are no plans, there are no tickets anywhere." And she said, "You know what? Give me a few hours." This woman and her husband calls me up and Joel Rodriguez. Guess who's coming to Elevate?
Wait, do you mean
Elevate,
advance? Yeah,
Advance.
okay.
Guess who's coming to Advance?
Authorine Johnson.
Authorine Johnson's coming to Advance. And here's the lesson from that. Man plans. And God has his own plan. The second lesson is submit to his plans and submit to your friends. I am one that it's very hard for me to accept because I love to give so much. So submit to your friends, let people bless you. And this community, like you said at the top of the hour, James, you have no idea what you've created. So I just want to thank each and every a thousand of you on the call this morning for just being the kind of people you are.
It's a great community.
I love you to pieces. Thank
you. We love you right back, Authorine. It's such a great space. Prayers to Jamaica, and we're looking forward to seeing you in a week. Two more, and then we got to get after it. Adrian and then Christy. Go ahead, Adrian.
Good morning, James. Thank you for allowing me to share. I am so grateful for so many people. My birthday was last week. For those who sent cards, gift cards, I had a couple of birthday dinners. I have a shout out for Heather George Renner. I just absolutely love her. When I went to her wedding, I met her in-laws who live in Athens, Tennessee. They so graciously came to my birthday dinner on Saturday. So I have a special shout out to Heather. Thank you so much for introducing me to some wonderful people and for your friendship.
That's so nice. Christy McCall, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry for the raspy voice. It's been busy and the weather change here. It's been weird. I just wanted to say thank you to this call because I had record lows the past 2 months and I closed out October with a record high. I had 4 closings last week and Ann Callahan helped me and she sent me a referral about over a year ago and we were able just to get them closed. It took them a while to get on the market, but that was a win last week for me, a great week working with some amazing people buying and selling. So thank you for this call.
We're glad you're on it. This is the part, when you're in the Inspire Collective, you come to the events, you build these relationships that turn into referral opportunities, and that pays for this stuff over and over and over again. Christy, I'm sure I'll see you and your mom here next week. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Let's get after it today. We are back to the basics. The aha that I've had recently is that, like Christy just said, we have highs and lows in the business, and it's about not getting too attached to any of those things and then showing up and doing what you're supposed to do. The basics matter. Now, this was on my mind because I was out teaching in a region and did a couple of different classes for them. Both of them were very much about basics, and they had great crowds, about 100 and so people in each one. It's great, great group, both classes. So I got to impact 200 agents in that region up and down the state that day, over those 2 days, and it was a ton of fun. And then they told me they were having this AI workshop. They were having an AI workshop, and it sold out, like 400 people in 10 minutes. And I went, look, I get it. I know we want to know the tools and how to use things and get better and all that kind of stuff. But if you haven't mastered the basics, none of that stuff matters. And we're running to stuff that we think is going to fix all of our problems and ignoring the basics sometimes. Not all of you, some of you. And then we'll blame the market or blame sellers. And when I ask you what are the top challenges that you have, there are things like listings are sitting. And then I go, well, let's get price reductions. And then you say it's not overpriced. Like, it's just, we've got to get the basics part figured out. So we're going to focus on them this week. I came up with 5. They're a little bit different maybe than the ones you're used to. This is just my opinion. If you don't like them, you can come up with your own list. It's totally cool. But these are my 5. Today, we're going to focus on this one. Create a goal with purpose and meaning. I think that's a basic, and I think everything else starts there. If the goal doesn't have purpose and meaning, then what's the point? So create a goal with purpose and meaning. Number 2 is build a process that allows you to reach the goal. In other words, know what you're supposed to do on a daily basis. What are the activities and exercises that you've got to run and implement in order to reach that goal that has meaning? Number 3 is build and communicate with your database. You've got to build a database and then communicate with it in a consistent way with value. Number 4 is track the numbers. We've got to know what works, what doesn't work, where is our business coming from so we know where to double down. And then finally, number 5 is add value in every interaction. You can automate the process, but you don't necessarily automate the touch and how you can make sure that you're valuable in those touches. That includes your newsletter or a text you might send or a phone call you make. Today, I want to talk about setting a goal that has meaning and purpose, because if we don't have meaning and purpose behind the goal, then when it gets hard, it's easy to bail. It's easy to give up. It's easy to quit. But a goal with meaning and purpose will pull you toward it even when you don't feel like doing it. It's when I say sometimes that motivation is a result, not a reason. It comes after, not before. Because the when you know where you're going, you're willing to go do the stuff you have to do. I'm wondering if any of you have ever set a goal, reached it, and then felt nothing afterwards. Like, oh, that was nice. And I would say if you did, that probably meant that it didn't have meaning and purpose. Now, let me explain what I mean by this. I get to ask agents all the time, hey, tell me what's your goal this year? And they'll go, I want to do 36 houses. And I always ask, how did you come up with 36 houses? They're like, well, last year I did 24. So this year, you know, I think I can do 36 because I did 2 a month last year. I think I can do 3 a month this year. And I'm going, that maybe it'll happen. Probably it won't happen, because all we did was just say, I think I can do one more a month. There's no purpose or meaning behind the one more a month. But if we go, I'm going to get to 36 because of blank, blank, and blank. Now we've got some purpose and meaning behind it. Tie it to something that's important to you, that's measurable, that serves a purpose or a why. And when you can tie the goal to that, then all the rest of the basics become so much easier because you know why you're going there in the first place. So some sort of clear, meaningful goal beats a vague wish list. Just get clear and meaningful. Now, we'll do a lot on this. We have, I mean, a lot of what John Acuff is teaching is really about this piece of it. And John has about four and a half hours of content he's teaching you on Monday. And then I'll do a big section on goals with meaning and purpose, and we'll do our lit exercise and go a little bit, take a little bit different perspective at it than we've done in the past. But we've got to have some sort of purpose or meaning behind it. It's the goal isn't, I just want to help a few more people this year than I did last year. I just always want to be just a little bit better. I know you want to be better, but what's the point? What's the point? We've got to have some purpose. Let's talk about it, Jenny. I knew your hand would go up right away. It's good to see you. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week, too. What's on your mind?
Can't wait to see you guys. So this gets me fired up because I am celebrating my 10-year anniversary, James. 10 years ago was my breakdown, and I burned out because of not having a purpose or a big why that was driving and motivating me at, you know, in that those years I was helping, you know, 51 families and 61 families and 71 families. I got to 81 families in 2014 and was losing it because I was a mess, because I was just grinding it to grind it. And if you've been there, you know that that doesn't sustain, and it didn't. And so I had my breakdown, all the things shifted. And what happened for me specifically was that I got very clear speaking with a coach and then becoming Quantum Leap certified with Gary Keller. You were in that room, James Shaw. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting very clear on everything first starts here in discovering my own personal mission statement, and then bringing back that mission of empowering others to believe in their possibilities, and doing that also through real estate allowed me to attract great agents into my world and team members. It then helped us build our personal mission, our business mission statement, which is about being the best we can be and loving on our people and giving back to our community. So we also around that same time launched our Keys to the City initiative. So every closing that we have, we make a $100 donation to our client's favorite nonprofit. Well, when you help 100 families, that is $10,000 going back to your community that you love, and sharing that with our clients from the start. Here's what, you know, when we have the honor of helping you buy or sell your home, we get to give back to our community by way of your favorite local charity. And that just gives you a reason to get up every day. Because now I see that when I talk to people and help people, that helps my community. It makes us feel good. And it really just has a ripple effect throughout my community and my life.
That's it. There's meaning and purpose behind it. And I think it's a reminder too that breakdowns are not bad, right? We used to teach in bold, breakdown before breakthrough. We have these breakdowns and these moments that actually require us then to get clarity so we can move forward. Jenny, thank you. See you in a week. Dan Tamarkin, good morning to you, friend.
Good morning, James. I can't wait to see you and everyone next week. And Jenny, I really appreciate you sharing. You know, it was about 4 or 5 years ago that I sat down with Jenny right after our very first advance, and I had a chance to put together that ultimate business planning clinic that you helped me share with folks here in this community. And one of the things that people really appreciated about it or liked was just the idea of monetizing your big why and having a simple model around building your big why. And that's what I really wanted to share, is that the big why, again, also inspired through Gene Rivers' LID concept, I was able to break down into four simple steps. Basically, it starts with what does it take for you to survive? Because if you don't have what it takes for you to pay off your bills and meet your basic lifestyle needs, that becomes a very big why very quickly. And that's really step one, is understanding what it takes to have your survival total is. The second part of the model was really, what does it take for you to feel like you were success that year? Like, what are you going to do for yourself this year? And if you have a very specific goal of, some health goal or some personal goal of what you want, that can become a very big why. Maybe the third and most powerful one, though, is what do you want to do for others? So how do you define significance in your life? And that idea I got from, or that term I got from Nikki Ubaldini about, the impact you have on others. And that would be like charitable giving or things that you want to do with family and friends to create a meaningful purpose to your life. And finally, of course, it's just what do you want to do for your long-term future, your freedom total. And once you know those four things, it helps create a model for people to be able to identify what their big why is if they don't know what it is, because it can be overwhelming. And then once you know what those things are, you can quantify it and get a dollar total so you can live a life worth living. And that's what I want to share with you. That's the survival total, success total, significance total, and your freedom total to live your perfect life.
And we're going to unpack some of that stuff in advance on Monday, Dan. Very similar type of exercise for us to figure that out. But here's one way to even simplify it. If you want to simplify this whole thought and you're like, that's a lot for me to think about right now, and I just want to get through Monday, I think you just ask yourself that if your 2026 self could thank you for something, what would it be? Just think about that. And we fast forward a year, and your 2026 self is thanking you for something that you did in the year. What is that? And start with that as the foundation for this so that we can create some purpose and meaning behind the goal. Dan, thank you, buddy. Ellie McIntyre, good morning. I'll see you in a week.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I am not as put together as either Dan or Jenny. And the big why does definitely move. And to be honest, I have imposter syndrome as well after another great year. And the honor that I feel when people select me to be their real estate agent. But the only way that I survive is through my communication calendar. And I live by it. And I live by it almost 2 months in advance. I just keep my head down. I keep focused on what I'm doing in the future and to have everything in place. And on Marilyn's disc show on Saturday, we kind of unpacked that a little bit of how that keeps me structured. And by having that communication calendar, I know where I need to be and I know who I need to serve. And if you don't listen to the noise and you just focus on those details in your business, then it will come.
That's day two, which is build the process to reach the goal, Ellie. Like you, what you've figured out is just wake up and run your plays. That's what Ellie has figured out. And that's exactly the point. Once you have this goal that you want, then you figure out how to get there and you just show up and do the work. We will spend a lot of time on that in advance also. When we go into the economic model, I'm not going to teach the economic model the way that it's taught in business planning clinic, because you can read MREA or take business planning clinic in your office. So I don't need to teach it to you that way. We're going to look at a different kind of look at what is your process? How do you cultivate? How do you connect? What systems are you using to automate but yet be personal? Those things really matter. Ellie, thank
Can
you.
I just say
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna do a class on Zoom. I haven't kind of, because Z just texted me right now on Thursday before we come to Elevate. So I'm gonna be posting that shortly. So it'll be on Thursday at 1 o'clock. So if anybody
Love it.
wants to see what my communication calendar is, look out for the link.
Thank you, Ellie. Jenny Hayes, good morning.
Good morning, James. I can't thank you enough for constantly pulling us forward. Everything that you seem to bring is exactly right on time. I did what you described at the beginning of the call. I had a numbers goal and I met my numbers goal. It was moderate, but I met it this year. And it's exactly like you said, it was
Oh
great,
well,
but
ho hum.
oh well.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to meet it. And I think I took my foot off the gas and I'm not having winning months right now, but I have a meaning and purpose now. My oldest son asked his sweetheart to marry him on the rooftop of the restaurant that they met at last night. And so we have a wedding next year. And then my youngest, he has a ring for his. So I have two weddings. I take all advice from Mothers of the Groom, by the way, but I have new meaning and purpose, and it is completely a different perspective, even in my daily business. I have a very focused goal.
No doubt about it. First, congratulations. And no doubt. And we can leverage those things to try to help us refocus the goals. And one thing about a big why, which is giving the goal meaning and purpose, is something about a big why is it doesn't have to be some massively huge why. Like Z's name came up. Z is helping build medical clinics in Sierra Leone. That's a huge why. And her business is built around supporting that project. But others of you just want to honestly have a really great Thanksgiving. You know, and want to have an awesome meal, and or you want to put gas in your car or anything in between. It doesn't have to be build medical clinics in Sierra Leone. It can be anything you want it to be, and it can be temporary. It can be what needs to happen in this quarter for me to feel like I've won. What needs to happen by next summer for me to feel like I've won. What needs to happen in 2026 so I feel like I've won. And built it around that in the moment. It's really good. Oh my gosh, there are so many hands up, and I want to call on all these people, but there's good news. We do this every day. So you'll have a chance tomorrow, but I'm going to call on someone who I haven't heard from in a long time, and she might text me if I don't call on her. Sasha, you're up.
Trust, I wouldn't have texted. Thanks for calling, though. I wanted to say that when you talk about big why, I'm going into my sixth year, and probably for the last 4-5 years of these six, I have always thought it to be something like, you said with Z, that it has to be this ginormous thing. I feel like now I understand that it needs to be, or that it, for me at least, it should be like an emotionally moving why. Remove that word big, because it kind of allows me to see that I don't have to, I guess, put myself in a stuck position trying to chase that why that I can't figure out because I don't have anything that big. And with me saying that, I've never felt like, well, I'm going to set this goal during business planning clinic. I'm going to hit it because I have to do this big ginormous thing. So honestly, this year you've been good, but I think with John Acuff, I'm hoping it's going to help me figure it out a little bit better to set a goal that I would be able to hit, and then not feel so guilty about not having this huge thing that I'm trying to get to that doesn't exist in my life.
And just imagine how nice it's going to be to actually have a professional speaker be able to come and walk you through this instead of
me. Yeah, you've been good, but
it's going to be so great. If you ever want to know where Sasa is, she'll be on break when I'm on stage, and she'll be back in the room when John's on stage. I think you nailed it. And Byron said in the chat something really smart, which he said when he thought about big why, he just took the word big out of it and asked why. What's the point? Why this year? Why am I doing this? What does it allow me to do? I think that's a really good thought. When we figure that out, everything else opens up for us. Let's create a goal with meaning and purpose. It doesn't have to be to solve all of Earth's problems. You can just figure out what it means for you. Ask yourself what is my 2026 self going to thank me for in the next year? Ask yourself that question. Boy, if you're coming to Advance and you like this conversation, you're really going to like Advance, because day one is a lot of this and then getting into some model type stuff to help you figure it out. If you're not coming to Advance, we'll miss you. We might have a couple of tickets. So if you want one, reach out to me, let me know. We'll connect you with someone looking to sell. Tomorrow is on to process. So now don't fall trapped to, I was on the call Monday, I don't need to come on Tuesday. You do. Put it in your calendar and show up, and let's be here all week so we can build these basics. Those of you coming to Advance, I'll see you today at 2:00 Eastern as we have our Know Before You Go call. Inspire members, tomorrow at noon Eastern, Aaron and Emily are back to do your Q1 listing domination plan so that you can walk into the beginning of the year with as many listings as possible. That's tomorrow at noon Eastern. We got a lot going on this week. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. We'll see you later.